Hello, this is Blair Stanislao with the Happy Lion Center. Welcome to our podcast, Mystical and Infamous, where we have playful and easy conversations about anything mystical, getting to the heart of all things strange and weird. Join us in a bit of magical tomfoolery, spreading the alchemy of love and light. And now, we invite you to enjoy the show.
Now this morning, the other thing that I kept hearing was you don't have to be woo to experience the woo.
Well, okay, hold on. You don't have to be what?
Woo. You know, everybody, they say what we do is woo stuff, right? But I kept hearing that. And I'm like, what is that? I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But I do have an idea, right? You don't have to be like, I'm a healer. I'm an intuitive. I'm this. But it's damn well sure that you're experiencing.
I'm going to share with you two things. Okay.
Okay.
These are very specific. I'm going to start with the most recent one. So my husband came, we're having an argument. We're having communication. It's just, we just got married. So he came to me and said that he feels like he can't do anything right. Now I've got two kids. So it's the three of us who've come into his house, and he's got a daughter who's here part of the time. So he says, I don't feel like I can do anything right. And my ego self had a response to him, and we're talking about the logistics of the thing, but doing this work, we know this is not really the logistics of it is not really what the issue is.
Right.
I'm like processing with that. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I certainly didn't mean that. And then I am becoming more aware of my spiritual abilities is the bottom line, right? That are coming out. And then of course, as a mother, I'm like, ooh, my kids need to know about this. Like I need to tell them so that they're aware, so that if they had, cause I know that my son has some of the things that I can do. And I don't know about all of it, but so I'm actually messaging, trying to communicate with my kids about this. And as I'm doing that, the process comes through and I realize, oh, you know, I was doing that. Maybe I was thinking something to the effect of that you're wrong about this, husband, right? But I know that my kids were, because they had shared it with me. So, and that's where it started. I was like, okay, well, we need to talk about this because he's sensing that. And I know that you have thought that, and this is an issue because I know this is something that I can do. And then as I read it, I'm like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. I didn't realize it. Well, so again, it's a person who triggers that comes forward, right? So, what were we just talking about? I've lost it.
The phrase was, you don't have to be woo to experience the woo.
Okay. So my husband is not woo at all.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I was doing a dream study session with somebody, and she was telling me what my dreams were telling me, which was I need to really genuinely rest more. And by that, I mean, like, I have always been somebody who's go, 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 because that was instilled in me as a child. So go, go, yeah. Go, do more. Okay. Well, so I'm not resting. And I know I'm not resting because one of the biggest things I have difficulty with is sleeping. Like fundamental thing, right?
I totally relate to that.
So anyways, her answer was, you know, it's your higher self is telling you that you really need to genuinely rest. You need to nourish yourself. You need to do all this self-care stuff. And I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, like if my husband was sitting in the room, he would say, well, so what are you going to do? Just lay around and do nothing? You know, like, because he's actually said that, because I had a healer who told me after my mom died, you need to do this kind of stuff specifically, right? Which for an outsider translates as you're not doing anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so for a week, I didn't do that. And so he was all, well, what about this appointment? And what about it? I said, no, my higher self essentially, like, I got told, don't do anything for a week. And I thought, my mother just died. Maybe you'll take that. My mother just died. I'm going to take a week to myself. Right. So there wasn't any really pushback after I said that. But anyway, so that's one. So he's experiencing it. And he's also experiencing it in the sense that he's telling me that he feels like he is doing everything he does is wrong. Right. Okay. Well, that is in fact what my children have come to the conclusion, they, through the interactions, they felt like what they were doing wrong. So then now they're starting to think about, well, what's he doing is wrong. So they are kind of projecting it, right? And so he's receiving it, but he doesn't know that he's receiving it because he doesn't know about any of this stuff, right? Like,
right.
Having this conversation. So that's one that you, he's literally receiving it and actually responding to it because he feels like he can't do anything right. So therefore he changes his behavior. Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That one was long and complicated, but the other one I'm going to share is I've done it. I've said it so many times. It's pretty quick. The first time I received Reiki, I had chemical burns on my hand, and I have this in a blog on my website, but I had chemical burns on my hand in college. I didn't notice that I didn't know I was going to have it. I go into class, they're all swollen and red, and I'm like, ooh, yuck. Then all my friends are like, oh my gosh, your hands. And they start flipping out. I'm like, could you just quit? Because I can't do anything about it. I didn't know what to do about it. And we have class, so just leave it. And they quit. And then this lady who was actually, I would love to get in contact with her. I don't remember her. I think her first name was Mary Frank. And she was married to the guy who was the photography and the ceramics teacher. And she was fun. She was older. She was like late 50s, right? So for a 20-year-old, that's like really old.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're so old.
So she's in the class. She hears this whole conversation. I noticed that she was looking at me. And part of it was I was kind of like, in a way, rolling my eyes at my friends because I was like, just drop it. I can't do anything about it. I don't want to keep talking about it. And so we sat with the teacher who was doing a demonstration. It was watercolor class. And she sits next to me and she just looks at me and smiles and she's really nice. And she puts her hands on mine and I just smile at her. And, you know, he had already started the demonstration and she probably knew, you know, like I wasn't going to, I'm not going to interrupt the thing to say, why are you holding my hands? I didn't really care. So she did her thing. And then when we got up, she just like squeezed my hands and she smiled at me and that was it. So like, we didn't have a conversation about it. Okay. I thought as the day went through, I started recognizing more what was going on with my hands. And I'm like, oh man, it's taking so long to burn. It's got to finish burning and then it's got to start healing. Oh, so downtrodden, right? I go to bed. So by the time I go to bed, I'm like, it's going to take like 3 weeks for this stuff to be over. I don't know what other ramifications are going to come out, but I know it's going to get worse. And so I went to bed, I woke up. And they were like 70% healed. And I was like, whoa, I don't know what that was. And I didn't have class the next day. So the following day, the first thing I did when I walked in is I went over to her and said, hey, what'd you do to my hands? So, you know, like I didn't have any opinion about it. I didn't have any thoughts about it. It was just, she just did the work and it did help immensely. And so since then, I just know that Reiki does work. I mean, it took me, that was like, that took me 20 years before I went and took a Reiki class, but I still took a Reiki class and I didn't have any doubt about whether it was going to work because I know it's going to work.
Right.
Yeah. So you can experience the woo without, what did you say?
What was the expression? You don't have to be woo to experience the woo.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, and when I sat down and I thought about it and I was like, well, everybody experiences the woo. So a good example is, right, I worked in public safety and it was always public safety and mental health, you know, switching back and forth. And now like I do crisis work, which is mental health working with public safety, first responders. So, you know, one of the things, like when you talk to like first responders, they think you're out of your mind doing this stuff, right? and like I always tell them, I'm like, well, I'm like, you're psychic too, like you're intuitive, and they're like, no, I'm not. Like that's bullshit, right? They will not admit it. And you know, and like I worked in public safety. I used my intuitive sense, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I always use the example. I'm like, okay. I said, so you go to this house and I said, what's the first thing that you do when you go to the house? And they're like, well, you know, you get that first impression of it. Like you go in like listening to what your gut is saying to you. And I'm all, really? You listen to what your gut says to you. And I said, and if your gut says, no, don't go in by yourself. I need to call backup. Do you do it? And they're like, well, of course I do. And of course they're like, it's to keep me safe. And I said, so then that gut feeling you're getting, I said, is your intuitive sense telling you, if I walked in here, I could die. I need backup. And then they kind of stop and they're like, and I'm like, you use it. I'm like, you use it all the time. I'm all, it's just like when you're, you know, when you're driving down the street and you see someone and you're going, well, I should probably just stop and have a conversation with this person. And then you find out that, you know, two doors down, they committed like this huge crime. Mm-hmm. How would you know to stop and talk to that particular person?
Mm-hmm.
And then they always say, well, you know, it's gut sense. Well, yeah, your gut sense is your intuitive ability, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be woo to experience the woo, right?
Yeah.
Love it's that. Just so I interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this is going to go, but I think it's really good. I feel like it's a really good informative piece to let people know that like, you know, the difference between me and you is I outwardly say, like, this is who I am. This is what I do. I said, you just don't, but we're both experiencing the woo, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh
yeah.
I don't know where it's going, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah. I really like that idea. And I've actually thought that about my husband because I was, you know, talking to all my woo people, right? Like all my friends and things. And I'm like, you know, I wonder if it's blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the more seasoned ones will say, you know, on a higher level, da, 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 da. He knows. Okay. But what I'm experiencing as I'm now married to him is it really is that way. I mean, I do see people. I see his daughter. I see him. I see all kinds of people. They do have responses like that. And sometimes, like, it doesn't make any logical sense as to why they would do something, but right. They're still doing it. And they're having a response to it. They don't know why they're having a response. They don't know what it is, but they have one and it's very clear.
Right? Yeah.
Send inquiries, suggestions for new discussion topics and comments to podcast@happylioncenter.com. That's podcast@happylioncenter.com. If you found this content enjoyable or helpful, please comment, like, share, and download. Donations are appreciated and help us to produce more of similar content. Consider making a contribution at the links in the description box. Your support is greatly appreciated. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Happy Lion Center and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. None of the content provided should be considered a substitute for legal, financial, medical, psychiatric advice, or as care from a certified professional.